At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, welcome to That's Life Podcast. I'm your host, Abby Murphy, and this is a Christian podcast dedicated to navigating the transitions of life and how to do it through a Christian lens. I'm so happy that you're here. Pull up a chair, grab a coffee, come as you are, and listen to the word of the Lord and the plan that He has for your life. Because it's hard to have it all figured out, but we can help each other together in the community of Christ. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Stay tuned to hear more. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to That's Life Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. And if you're new here, hi, welcome. I'm Abby Murphy, and I'm just so happy that you have decided to click on this podcast. And I'm not going to lie, I need to pause right now and pray, because I always start a podcast with praying before, and I didn't do that. And if that doesn't explain what life is like right now, then I don't really know what does. So I'm going to invite just everyone to pray with me right now, because I just hit the red button and started recording and didn't even ask the Father to come into this intro or the conversation, and I just exposed myself. So there you go. Now you have it. So let's all pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I am sorry that I did not die to myself, and that I honestly even forgot to thank you for waking me up this morning and kind of just took my own agenda into my own hands. I'm sorry that I think I know it all and that I am letting my control take over. Lord, realign what I have that holds priority within my brain, and fix my focus on what your desires are for followers and pursuers of you and your son and the spirit, and bless this podcast and whatever comes out, especially because there is no plan, but there is a backbone, and that's you, and that's the foundation that you provide for us. And the fact that we get to choose that is crazy to me. And I thank you for the freedom that following you brings. So thank you for this responsibility, and I fully come with an apologetic heart of my pride stepping in the way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Anyways, so now that that's happened, hey, let me start over. I'm Abby, nice to meet you. I'm 21 years old. I'm wearing a hat right now. I'm about to go to tap class at Belmont University. I'm in my mom's bathroom. Bowling Green, Kentucky girl, wasn't born, but am raised, and I love it here. And I'm just gonna go ahead and explain this podcast. Today is going to be the closing episode of season four of what started as my story with his story. And gosh dang, y'all, from episode one of my story with his story, I think it was with Audrey, if I'm not mistaken, but I did a whole rebranding, like redid the title, like the front page of the podcast with my face on it, and That's Life season four, and a whole thing, and it started in Texas, and wow, I mean, even thinking back to when I was in Texas, if you go back and listen to the first episode of season four, like, wow, have I changed, and in the bestest ways possible, but I've hit rock bottom when I left Texas. So for those of you that don't know, I booked a show in Texas. I'm a musical theater major, and I booked kind of like the ultimate Abby Murphy show, it felt like. It's called His Story, the musical. It was in Dallas, Texas, Broadway, Dallas Association affiliation, kind of. I don't know. That was always like sticky, but it was basically Broadway in Texas, but like it wasn't, but like it was. And we started the show from the ground up, and the show was scripture-based. The songs were Bible and were words that I read every day and spread the gospel and the good news of Jesus. And it was a contemporary style, like Hamilton inspired show. I mean, it was everything that I could have wished for in a show, and really, really felt purpose in that as a believer, and went there, moved to Texas, and started the first podcast episode there with my best friend that I met there named Audrey. Shout out Audrey. And was very, very quickly, what even is the word? Like, I saw reality for what it was. The industry is very, very touchy. What even is the word? I'm trying to choose my words carefully. Is very, very sensitive to faith in the workplace, which I wasn't expecting much of coming into a gospel-driven show. But, you know, at the end of the day, the job is a job. And that was the focus. And I, as a believer and as a pursuer and a follower of Jesus, and as someone who, you know, believes that in everything you do, it's a ministry, that was not received always very well. It was respected. But I just, you know, my heart was that people would accept Jesus, and that wasn't always the case. But I fell into the trap of me wanting to tell people about Jesus so that they thought that I was good rather than that he was good. And I have some podcasts talking about that and all that jazz if you want to go back and listen to it. But yeah, then from there, the show ended, and I had some real realizations when I came home. Went through a pretty just like emotionally weird breakup in Texas, and dealt with that all on my own, not in ways that I should have dealt with that. And kind of just became someone who I've never really been before, and wasn't doing anything morally that I felt didn't align with the Bible. However, looking back now, those are things that if I was grounded in the word like I should have been, I would have felt convicted, but I was just so far from my faith at that time and so far from who I was and so clouded that I couldn't even hear my own convictions. So I have a couple podcasts on that. And then I got a lifeguarding job in Bowling Green and kind of just cut off all theater and just lifeguarded and rested and made friends and said, Lord, it's me and you. It is me and you. And the temptations fell away and my drive for the Lord, you know, relit post Texas show closing. Because I think I didn't allow myself to really realize the weight of grief of losing a show like that. Cause I, you know, there's an aspect of, wow, like the show died and that's sad. But also I was telling people about Jesus three times a day. And that's a hard thing to lose, especially because it's in the way that I feel purpose in this world, singing and dancing. Like, that's what I feel like God gave me that gift. So yeah, it's just a lot of feelings that I didn't even know I was navigating at the time, and I'm still learning to navigate. And then from that time in Bowling Green, I started making some real friends and had time to, you know, invest in the church and spend time in the church, and really for the first time in my life realized how much pride I truly had, because I was meeting with mentors and with friends who loved me so much that they would call me out and see the hurt. For the first time in my life, I realized, do I even have real friends? Have I even allowed myself to be vulnerable with people and not just have people think, oh, Abby Murphy, the girl that knows everyone and the happy, chipper, always look on the bright side kind of girl? And the answer to that was like, I think I've been living a lie. not really, but I think I've been telling myself I have to do it all on my own, and that's prideful. And I realized how much control and how much distrust I had in the Lord. And so I have a couple podcasts on that. And, you know, then from there it was a lot of shift in priorities, and going back to school has been tough. I go to Belmont University, and I'm a musical theater major, and I'm a first semester junior, but credit wise, I'm going to be a second semester senior because I'm like super far ahead. And it's been a struggle. And if you ask anyone in the program, honestly, any one of my teachers, I've been very open about it with them because there's no reason in hiding it. But also, I need advice. I need people to know what I'm going through so that I can't deal with this on my own. It's hard, y'all. This, I've never felt like this. I've always felt so driven and wanted to work. I've loved school. I've always loved school. I loved high school. I loved elementary school. I've always loved college, except for that first semester of freshman year, which I also have some podcasts on. But I've always been very, very driven, loved the creativity of the art form, but I am just burnt out. I'm experiencing Belmont burnout, I think. And not musical theater burnout, because I love creating. I love singing and dancing and doing all these things, but I'm just tired emotionally. And going back to school, I wasn't truly fulfilled. And I missed sitting down at a coffee shop with friends and having intentional conversations, because I have never allowed myself to do that until this summer. You know, it's always been, oh, I can't, I have rehearsal. Oh, I have a big audition tomorrow, so I'm not going to go to that birthday party. Or, yeah, sorry, I got to go practice. I don't have time to get coffee. And I don't think that's true fulfillment for me. You know, for other, I can't tell you how to live your life. But what I can tell you is that we're made for community and we're made for friendship and relationship. And I've finally realized that, and I'm coming to realize that, and realizing how much withdrawal and how much emptiness I feel when the community aspect of my life is on the back burner, because I've always lived that way. And then this summer, when that was the priority, coming back to a program that instills robotic tendencies and hustle culture and a lifestyle and really focuses on the aspect of, if you don't eat, sleep, and breathe this art form and this major, then you're not cut out for it. Okay, so be it. It doesn't mean that much to me if I have to sacrifice who I am and it takes me away from my maker. So there's been a lot going on. and I didn't do a podcast last week because I had all the intentions to do it. I brought my stuff on vacation and everything, but to be honest, y'all, I'm just tired and I wanted to enjoy vacation, and I love the podcast and I enjoy the podcast, but it also is, you know, an aspect of work, and I just wanted to decompress, whatever word you want to put in, fill in there, and just rest, and I did, and it was awesome. But things are picking up. Life is getting a little bit crazy. Next weekend, got a lot of like volunteer things. And then the weekend after that, I'm running the marathon in Bowling Green. So come out, come support. And then after that is move-in for a show that I'm doing at Belmont. And then the week after that is Tech Week and the show. And then the week after that is Thanksgiving. And then the week after that is final. And there's just a lot. And then it's the holidays and blah, 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 blah. So with all that being said, this is my announcement that this will be the final episode of season 4, and I'm going to take a little bit of time off and get some podcast episodes up and ready, but not post them yet. I have a list of people that I'm going to interview, which I'm super excited about. Lots of Bowling Green people, a lot of people from the Belmont program, some people within the church, some people in Nashville, some bigger known people, which is exciting. Just lots of people, lots of opportunities. And I really want to pray over what this next season of the podcast will be, because here's my heart. Let me just open up with you about this. So I'm coming to a place with the podcast where I don't want to, like, I never want the podcast to be like a very rigid, like, oh, I have to get a podcast out this week, next week, next week, next week. What am I going to talk about? Like, I don't want to just put out something because I'm supposed to upload a podcast. Like, I don't want y'all to just sit to like listen to like words that don't mean anything, you know? But I struggle because I want to be consistent and I love talking on the podcast. And I felt very driven and very motivated in everything that I've put out, especially this season, because I love being open. Like, what's the point in going through life and talking about life if you're not open about it? And I'm not saying everyone has to go broadcast everything they're going through online like I do. I just think my business is everybody's business because I guess I just want to be a reality TV star or something. I don't know. But what it's to a point where now it's like this break is so needed because I know life is going to get so crazy. And this is something I don't want to rush because this means too much to me. And I've been talking a lot with Ryan about this. If you haven't listened to the podcast with Ryan, go listen to it. It's awesome. He's awesome. But I've been talking a lot with Ryan about this because I'm like, I want the podcast to grow. I want people to hear, you know, the people I interview stories. And I want people to know, like, I'm in your corner, or there's someone out there that's been through what you're going through, or this, that, and the other. Like, but I never want my heart to be like, I want the podcast to grow for me. I want the podcast to grow because I want people to know my podcast and my words. And it's a constant, it's just hard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I trust that my intentions, and I prayed a lot about this and just like come to the Father with it, but not really with like specific words in my head, more just like a heart and open hands of like the podcast. Like, it's almost like I just like say in my head or in my heart, in my chest, like, hey, Jesus, the podcast. And then we just kind of stay there and we just kind of like linger there in that moment together. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like this next season of the podcast, season 5, whatever it will be, I don't know if there will be a specific saying or slogan. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't planned it. I'm going to take some time to just really think about it, but I really want to invest a lot, and I'm going to have the time to do that, especially next semester. I'm going to be living at home for the next semester because my credits are basically, I'm just so far ahead at this point. I'm only going to be at school for like 3 hours on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so there's no point in paying for a place to live on campus if I'm, you know, just going to school 2 days a week for like 6 hours. So I'll be living at Bowling Green. I'm going to have more time. Maybe we'll set up like a YouTube channel to have like YouTube videos of the podcast. I don't even know. I just think I want to get people involved. I want this to grow in a way that it's growing because people need to hear the truth of the Lord. People need to know Jesus loves them. People need to know that life is hard, but God is the foundation that will be our net of safety and protection and a blanket around us in this evil world. And that in everything we do, do it for the glory of God. Ministry is everything. And we are children of the Almighty. Abba, Father, Lord of Heaven's armies, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And we are chosen and specifically beautifully designed to glorify Him in whatever we do. And I'm like, that message, I just pray that it reaches everywhere, and not because I want it to come from my mouth, but just because people need to know it. So I pray that you go out and do that. Go out and do that. Like, you know, if you're an avid podcast listener and you love listening to this podcast and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 go start one. Like, who cares if there's millions of bajillions of podcasts? There's one you. And if you feel led to go start a podcast, do it. If you feel led to go tell your sister or your brother or a friend about Jesus, go do it. If you feel led to go open the door for someone just because, you know, that's what you want to do, go do it. That's spreading the love of Jesus. If you're a Starbucks worker and you say God bless as someone's taking their Frappuccino out of the drive-thru, like, that is ministry. And I think there's a shift in this podcast, I think, as I'm growing up and becoming older, that, you know, life is hard, but we know our specific purpose. And God is so good. And I just pray, and that the listener listening knows that in their heart, that God is good and God is great and God is love and He loves you. So with that being said, that's a little life update, my heart, a little recap of this season. I will see you guys in season 5, whatever that will be. I love you so much. Jesus loves you. And that's life.
Thank you so much for listening to That's Life Pod. You are now a hashtag That's For Lifer. You are part of the potty people because we are always having a potty with the potty squad. That was weird. Anyways, if you want to find out more, go on Instagram, head over to That's Life Potty, P-O-D-D-Y, because you are not part of the potty people. I really need to stop with this joke. If you want to find out even more, you can head over to the YouTube, That's Life Pod. There is a link in the Instagram bio with a link tree for more information on everywhere you can stream. Thank you so much for listening.
I love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life.